Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Pablo is in Chicago, east of the Rockies, on Coast to Coast. Pablo?
How do you do, Dr. Pundit? I'm looking forward to talking to you. I have a question if you talk to me about the Bible. I'm concerned about, I'm totally blind. I'm a blinded veteran. I was in the Air Force Security Service, just like one of your favorite callers.
Yeah.
I call him the Centurion from Louisiana.
Right.
The Beans Bible and Bullet Man.
Right.
But anyway, my question and my concern is, I'm an avid Bible reader, even though I'm blind. I listen to it on the radio.
Sure.
And they've been covering stories about the Antichrist.
Okay.
It concerns me that this character, and I hope you bear with me, Donald Trump has gotten away with so much mischief. And just yesterday on a program, WBEZ, I did a story about the evangelical church.
Right.
The entire evangelical church. In one instance in Arizona, they threw out their pastor because he was kind of critical about the big lie. And they've been singing songs almost in holy obeisance to Donald Trump.
All right.
My question to appeal to you, I think that he fits the profile of the Antichrist.
He doesn't.
Would you discuss that with me?
He doesn't. And so, again, I like to keep politics out of the show, especially on a Friday when we try to have a little fun. But let me then, just for the purposes of this conversation, if we're going by the biblical record, right? The biblical record says that there are many antichrists. And this term of the antichrist has been, you know, bandied about for centuries. Martin Luther called the Pope at the time the Antichrist. The Pope at the time called Martin Luther the Antichrist. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that say it. It's an easy political gain in some ways to paint somebody as being so evil that they are an Antichrist. And when I say that, even in the Bible speaks plural of the Antichrist. So there are Antichrists everywhere. But that doesn't it still doesn't mean, I think, that even if we were to eliminate it to just one, right, and we were going to use the omen or something like that as being our model. Remember, the omen is a work of fiction in the way in which they portrayed the Antichrist, and they formed a kind of a holy trinity, if you will, that the evil holy trinity. But that's not biblical. That's what we would call extra-canonical. And it sort of gets retroactively fit into the scriptures, but the narrative that's in The Omen or other movies about that's really just a fiction that is sort of what we might say based on a true story, right? They take certain elements from the Bible that help it make it seem more believable, but in and of itself, it's already a false narrative. What do you think so far?
Well, you speak about The Omen, but that's all a fiction and fictitious. But my point is that in reality, we have a man that has worked so much mischief and gotten away with it. It's just amazing.
Well, it's always been the case.
He has co-opted an institution, the Evangelical Church, so much so that, as I said, they're practically falling down in holy obeisance to him.
Well, but the same might be said about the same might be said about liberal churches that are in lockstep with, you know, more liberal politicians. So I don't think that is a legitimate criticism in that way. I'm trying to honor your question, and at the same time, I just think it's really important. I don't like to get into politics, and this is why. I would have this conversation with you for 4 hours over a coffee, right, at a sidewalk cafe on Michigan Avenue. We could go on forever, and I would find it very interesting myself. But there is no, like, Donald Trump is not the beast from the abyss. Let me just say that, right? He's not the dragon. He's not the son of perdition. I'm trying to think of other terms that have been thrown about. It's a very different dynamic, and he doesn't fit it. That's all. And he would not say that he's opposed to Christ, which would be the first characteristic of an Antichrist. Does he have personality traits that I don't find attractive or good in a leader? Yeah. Because in my view, leaders eat last. And those are my favorite leaders in history. But we'll just leave it there for now and avoid the hyperbole.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
On Coast to Coast AM, let me go to West of the Rockies. Marcy is in San Diego. Marcy?
Hi. I've been listening to this show for decades, and numerous guests have said that the real Antichrist, you'll know the real one, because he'll want to put a mark on the back of your hand, or anyway, a mark.
Right.
And they always say, and the previous prophecies have all come to pass.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So we're just waiting for this one.
And they're all wrong.
Well, I just wondered what were the previous ones. So I asked a friend who studies the Bible if she could give me an abbreviated list of some of these ones that have come to pass. In modern English, not archaic, like in the Bible, it might say Abraham begat Isaac. That means
right.
Abraham fathered Isaac. Or it might say Julius Caesar reigned in Rome. Well, that means in charge. And so I asked her in modern language to give me a list of some of these things that have come to pass. And she says, one is, man would be able to really travel, go a lot of going and coming, traveling. We're not going to be confined to a donkey or a camel. Or, you know, we have cars and planes. That's good.
Right.
And
right.
It would be a common accepted thing if people are gay. It wouldn't be unusual. And there would be an uptake in earthquakes. I Googled that. Yes, in the last 20 years, an uptick in earthquakes, and also famines, got that. And it said mankind will be lovers of selves. I guess
okay.
That means self-centered.
But we've gone through these cycles before. So, I mean, I think this is, and there, here's the problem, is that people are always trying to, it comes down to this. We like to think that we're important. And we like to think that whatever the most important thing is in history is going to happen in our lifetimes. But it doesn't have to. And time again, it doesn't. And so you have all of these periods of religious history, like the Great Awakening, right? Or all of the apocalyptic literature that came out from at the end of World War II. And if there ever was a guy who was Antichrist, it would be Adolf Hitler, right? I mean, you would just look at that and just say, oh my God, now that... But no, it still comes down to we don't know and we aren't too obsessed about it. And the people that claim to know are full of it. And they're going to die wrong. Period. Full stop. They're going to die wrong. And I hate to be the one to say that, but it's also really easy to say that because it's always been the case. Remember the whole thing about the G7? That, you know, that when the G7 forms, that was going to fulfill a prophecy. And then whatever country dropped out at the time, I can't remember what it was, like Italy or whatever. And they dropped, and there was the G6 again. And they're like, oh, well, okay, wait. And now it's the G8. Just can't quite seem to get that one to work. So, no. I mean, the idea that you speak of with the earthquakes and everything, that's called the quickening. But I don't think that it stands up to scrutiny. An uptick is not the same as what's been described in the Bible for the quickening.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.